We're up to that pei chesed aleph on top. The last thing we learned was that if a woman says that the husband claims I pay you up the entire ksuba, and she says that you only paid me a little bit, that you didn't pay me at all, he brings an aid echad that he paid the entire ksuba. She swears and she collects, but it's only midirabbanan, because this is not the proper case of aid echad. Aid echad usually comes to support you, and with the aid echad you collect money. Here, the aid echad is she's swearing, the other, and she's collecting. Usually, when an aid echad makes a swear, means I'm potter. I claim you owe me money, I bring an aid echad, you owe me money. You say you don't owe me, you swear, and you walk away, and you're potter. Here, she swears and she collects. That's only midirabbanan. Says the Gemara, Amar HaPapa, top of the page. Ipikechu, the husband is smart. He can change the situation to make a swear matayda. What's the advantage of swearing matayda? So Rashi says here, ipikechu haibal, the husband. Top line, the shvu that I say, shehi b'shem, because a shvu that I say used the Eibush's name, a bikini or sort of a nickname for the Eibush. But oiches sefer biyadin, also hold on a sefer tayda. Kidam in b'shuas. The chamuri he ma'oid, a shvu and a tayda, something very very strict. Our shvu that Rabbanon is klal ba'alma. Shvu Rabbanon is like a klal, a kesh lana, which people don't take so seriously. Tesis argues with Rashi, Tesis argues even the Rabbanon, also you do a safe and all that. And Tesis just says the other nafkaminis, whether it's the Reis Rabbanon, whether if you can't swear, the other person can swear in your place and so on. What do you do? How do you turn the Shvu Raisa? The only way to turn the Shvu Raisa is that you can swear and make her pay. Right? Or that you have an Eidecha to swear. And if she swears, she's potter. How does that work with the ksuba? When she's potter, this is how it works. Yoiv lo ksuvosa ba'ape chatzada. What you did was, you pay her a second time. You know that your wife is going to, you already had a conversation already, she denied it. So then a month later, pay her out the ksuba again, $200 in front of an aid. The sum in front of an aid. And then the sum the kama sadaba. I bring both aids into court, and we bring aids. I paid out twice. So I paid out twice. What was this second payment was a ksuba. What was the first payment? So the first payment, I'll argue, was a loan. I said, I lent you $200. She denies it. So now she's denying a case of a loan. The aid echad comes along and says, yeah, but I saw him give you $200. In other words, I saw him lend you $200. So now she has to swear mahatayra that she doesn't owe it. Now the shvu'ah d'oraisa, she'll take it much more seriously. So you have to turn the ksuva into...
So from his point of view, he's saying that in order for him to get to where he wants this, to say that what I claim that I gave her a ksuva, I'm now going to say it's a ksuva.
It was really a loan.
That's right. By converting it into a loan, first of all, it's no longer tied to karka. So therefore, there's no problem they're swearing against karka. And so that's why I told you it was a problem before. And the second thing is that I'm turning the loan and I'm demanding it from her. She's saying she's potter, so the eid echad is mahatayda, making a swear. Freddy Gemor, oh, then a mukul, the kamel be my milver.
The husband isn't going to have to adjudicate that claim that he says what I gave you then was a loan.
But you have a second aid echad right here, which says that I saw ksuva. There's not two ksuva, I saw ksuva. The aid echad comes along the second one, I saw him give a ksuva.
The second time.
But turned a loan. The first one says, all I saw was give him money. And the husband's saying it's a loan.
And she says, no, it was a ksuva.
Well, she's saying, I got two ksuvas. She can't deny the second one. She's stuck. What's she going to say?
Whatever she says, she can't get away with it.
Rashi. She's saying, I never got it anyway. What's she saying? She's saying, whatever it is, I never got. That's right. Rashi, Bapi chatzad, Bapi the second time. V'somach chatzad, kamo asad basa. Yovi, shneim yachat together the bezin. Shim tichpar. If she denies it, yeah, you do a shneim. They both testify. She's kabuk savasa. They both say she's a ksuva. Mukil hanakamay b'alva. Yitve ena piroin erishin. So now, what is he claiming from her? Not the second payment that was a ksuva, but the first payment. The Yemen will say, Milde hein etzchob is a loan. Shadis kabal took ksuva. Shayin yis. You received the second time the ksuva. Okay, she tichpar. She denies it. Tell me, look, kabalti ela pama. That's not true. All I got was the second time I got any first time. Eidechad made all the shayin. But you have an Eidechad that's saying, no, I saw my fader. She give you money. Iko shvu daraisa. So nish baat. Here she will swear. Veloim shalemesh. And she walks away. Ve'ein kan she but kakois. Shaloim mekoy ksuva tevas. Is that connected to ksuva? Freddy Gimora, maskil rav shishav ravidi. That's why there's no proper cry. The first one. First one, he's saying it's a loan. Yeah, but she's saying it was nothing anyway. That doesn't matter.
But LaPlace has forked out 400.
But 200 he owes her anyway. He'll get back the first 200. She's right now claiming another 200 from him. What's your claim?
He's saying I paid you.
And the Mishnah says, it seems to say that he has to pay her 200 if she's prepared to swear, and he's scared he won't take it seriously. And if she's lying, she'll swear false also. So he wants to make sure she doesn't swear false, so he owes it. So if he's giving one 200 now, getting back the other 200, he's sure that she'll admit it. Yeah, that's the only way he'll get back his money. Shmuel Rabban Rashi says people didn't treat it seriously. If she's prepared to lie, she'll swear false also. Mask of Shmuel Rabban Rashi has a question. Sorry?
The Rambam doesn't bring this for halacha doing this thing.
Okay, this is the final one. That's good. This was no good. So the Gemara, Mask of Shmuel Rabban Rashi, Heyich Samir Sadek Kamas Adabasa. How can you join together the two Aiden? Each one sees something else. Each one is only... is only one aid. So each one, the way you learned it, you put both of them together, so we definitely know the second one was a ksuvah, she accepted it, blah, blah, blah. She'll deny each one. Each one's a separate aidus. So each one, she will swear, and she'll swear shur that abonon, because each one is a ksuvah, and that's it. For the Gemara Rashi, each aid saw something else. She denies both. Each one's an aidach. She'll swear for each one and collect. She'll to give a third time. This is how you do it. Yoiv lo ksuvosa ba'ape sade kama v'sade basa. You give her the second ksuvah, but you bring two eidim, so she can't deny the second one. You bring a new eid, and you bring the first eid who saw the first one. You bring the two together, or you pull them together. Umoikim lo, now that you have two eidim, she can't deny the second one was a ksuvah. So then, what's the eid? What did the eid see the first time? Umoikim lo, hana kamoi ba'halon. The first one was alone. Zokrashi ba'ape sade kama v'sade basa. V'odinish na eidim in the shuk. It could be two, two the matter, it could be anybody. Twice he paid the first one as well. Was that help? Yes, of course I got the second ksuvah. Oh, but beg ksuvahs of it. You could argue I received from you two ksuvahs. I got paid for the second one. I never got the first one.
So what's with Quincy in this? Why not just bring two witnesses both times? Anyone have any problem?
He didn't know the first time he gave her money that she's going to lie. He's his wife. He loves her. He trusted her. Rashi. You chayil em shteik suzah you shtei shtaras hayili alecha b'peroy and you owe me twice harisha nechzarti loch achad hashni achedes, and she says the first one is the first one, the second one, the second one. But the eid harisha made l'sayo shirosh neperon yishen suzah lo yishen mayle faket, the eid echad helps her out because what when he gave her, when he paid the first time, what did he say at the time? It's a ksuvah. Now she's tying had two ksuvahs, and the first time he gave me nothing. The eight echad, unfortunately, is going to support her that there were two ksuvahs, because I saw the second one and I also saw the first one. El Ravashi, who the Moidlu, when he brings them the second time, he tells the eidim, the reason why I'm doing this is because I already paid the ksuvah the last time. She's denying it. So I'm going to give her a second ksuvah and I'm going to turn the first. He tells the eidim everything was happening up front. And now if she tied us two ksuvahs, we don't believe her, because it's the chances of a woman receiving two ksuvahs from one husband is very, very rare. As a, he, but the guy said the ksuba.
But
the
ksuba because the husband told him.
Yeah. Because at the shas maisa. But in
the beginning.
Yeah, both times. But if we don't believe the ksuba, even though he said it's for ksuba, he said obviously it was alone because I just paid her out now with the ksuba. Rashi. He informs both Eidim before he pays the second one. The second time, I already paid her out in front of you. She denies it. I'm paying this one on the Shem Ksuba in order. I have two witnesses. I paid her Ksuba. Then I'll be able to claim back my first money. Now that this is the Ksuba, so what was the first money? Must be a loan. And I have the same aid. Since he notified them, now that he notified them, the first aid is no longer supporting her. The first one was a ksuva because he said, I saw my own eyes, the second payment, which was a ksuva. So you can no longer say, that's highly uncommon. It says in the Mishnah, you cannot collect minachasim shabadim unless you're prepared to swear. Tanan Hasan, we learned in the Mishnah, so too yisaimim, like potter shouldn't get paid out, ela b'shvua, also with a shvua. Man, who are they collecting from? They come to a leiva with a shtar, and they say, hey, you owe our father $100, give us. Now, the father wouldn't lie, produce a shtar, would he have to swear? No. So why in the world would the yisaimim? Yisaimim, if anything, we always try to help them, not make him worse. Ha, shtar v'yin shokav l'shvua, the parents could have swore, taken the money without a shvua, v'inu b'shvua, now that the father died, the yisaimim, they have to collect their money with a shvua, they have a shtar. Elohochikam, v'chein ha-yisaimim, min ha-yisaimim. If the lender and the borrower both passed away, and now they both have orphans, then the one orphan collects from another one, even though the lender is an orphan. But the borrower is an orphan, lo yipar el b'shvuah, they have to swear. Look, Rashi, tell us the b'shvuah, is inem emelei b'shvuah lebekayim, v'y metzin lo shtar avin, lo yishonu, the
b'ayti gemara.
What's the
shvuah that the our father took along?
Our father never told us that he got paid back. That's what to say. Amar Rav Zika, Amar Rav Yudah, lo yishonu, nav pei ches amar aleph in the middle of the page. Lo yishonu, when do we say that they swear and they collect? Amru yisayimim, the yisayimim say, Omer Lanu, that the same. When do we say that the lender's children can collect from the borrower? What can the borrower's children swear? So if the borrower's children say, Omer Lanu Abba, our father told us, La Visi Uparakti, yes, I borrowed money from that lender, but I paid him back. Say then the lender's children produce a star and says, no, you didn't pay back because otherwise you would have been ripped up. So therefore, that's when they can collect the Bitashua. Avil Omer, if the borrower's children say, Omer Lanu Abba, Loi La Visi, if the father denied the whole ma'isa and never borrowed, then abishvula yifru. Then even though the lender's children are prepared to swear and have a shtar, but the borrower's children claim as a fraudulent shtar. So we don't collect even with a shvua. So Rashi, lo yishon l'chim mishtar b'shar dikteik, shomri yisayim shaloi v'levisi, we borrowed, but I paid, yishvu, 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 shaloi pagadu. So they swear a shvua that our father never told us he got paid back. So this is what the lender's children swear. Our father never told us he got paid back. We couldn't find any receipts. Shishtar z'peru, have an item. Because we still have a star in our hand.
Isn't this going to be
generally when it comes to Leuven, it's always short term. So we're not worried about the same, usually. Mask of Rav has a question. If the borrower's children said we never borrow, you're telling me the potter from paying. You tell me that if they said we never borrowed, they don't have to pay back because they're denying the whole thing. When you say you didn't borrow, what are you really saying? You never paid back. But the lender's children have a star in their hand. So obviously, you owe the money. You're worse off. If you say you never paid back. But the lender's children have a star in their hand. So obviously, the lender's children should be able to collect without a shvur. Because they're not saying we paid back. They're saying it never happened. But we know it happened because we have a star. So then the lenders should be so strong now that they should be able to collect without even a shvur. What do you tell me that they can't collect at all? Rashi came leparati dami kiven dami leleve moidu hush leparati didn't pay. But ishtam echichel lam shalom didn't pay. Eli eat mor hachid. But this is how you're supposed to learn what Abzika said. Amr Abzika, Amr Abzika, loy shara when they said, Elisha Amru, they said, Yisayimim, the same say, Amr lono Abba, our father said, lo visi, we borrowed, uparati, we paid. That's when we say that you need a shvur. Avil Omra, they said, Omra Lana Abba, our father said, Leila Visi, we never borrowed. Nifroyin, Shalai B'shvur. Then do you lend his children collect without even a shvur? Because what are you going to swear? The borrower says we never borrowed, obviously he never paid back. The lender has a shtar. If he has a shtar in his hand, obviously he stole the money. Why should they even bother swearing? Why do you swear? Because maybe he paid back. They clearly said they didn't pay back. How? By saying we never borrowed.
If the father's telling his children, I never borrowed,
yeah,
and now he's gone, and
yeah,
why out of the blue would the father say, because I never borrowed?
It's irrelevant. You have a star. We have a rule.
Exactly.
So,
but how did the borrower...
Oh, he thought that they lost the star or something. It's a long time already. Well, what was his cheshbon? Who knows? But the fact is that the lender has a star and we have a rule. We're going to have him more shvuas. Rav Nachman came along and said that the bar, even if you have a star, the borrower can tiny swear to me that it's a genuine star and pay a school of shvuas heses. But that's only it's a kind of happened later in the Nachman's times, and only if he asked for it. Rashi leshon the boy shvur came back in mora. She called him like visi came like prat dami. Next gemara it says nifrash lebefonav that she can get paid if the husband went overseas. She can collect from the husband's stay. Like the pala b'shuvah, she has to swear that the husband didn't leave her any money or something. Amar Rav Acha said sal habida. He was the officer of the whole area. Rashi says kach, that was his name. Kach kinuyev, that was the nickname he had. When Rav Peches and Rav Acha ate lunch about it. Ma'isa by Yitzchak of Antuchia. A story came from Yitzchak of Antuchia. Amar, he said, Loi Shona, when do we allow you to walk into the husband's estate while he's not here and collect, like Suvis Isha? We want to help Rav Shechina. We want to find charm. If a woman knows her husband can go overseas and she's stuck, she has nothing left, why would she get married? So we need to help her out when the husband's alive. But a Baal Chayv cannot. If the Baal Chayv lends money and then the borrower goes overseas somewhere, he can't just walk in. The due date arrives. He can't just walk into the guy's property and seize properties. Can't. So Rashi lo yishanu sheyodin bezin lichi adin shlo b'fam, he's not around. So the Gemara v'ayte, but Rava, however, Rava disagrees. Rava, Omar Rav Nachman, Rava said the name of Nachman, afilu b'al chayv, You know, Balchayv, we need to help the Balchayv, like you just said. Each one would borrow money from his friend. And the Balchayv would say, yeah, we'll go overseas and have a hug. And you can't do anything about it. So we also made a special corner for Balchayv. The Bezin will intervene. And the Bezin will go into the person's property and seize properties, the value of the Chayv, and sell it and pay him back. Rab Shimon comes along in the end of the Mishnah and he makes a comment, which we're trying to work out what he's trying to say. Rab Shimon says that as long as she demands the ksuva, the Yoshim have a right to make her swear. But if she doesn't demand the ksuva, the Yoshim have no right to make him swear. Swear about what? If he's not demanding the ksuva, what are we talking about? Swearing about what? That, you know, but we would have thought you could make her swear. You can't. What are we talking about? So the Gemara will give a number of possibilities. Says the Gemara, Rab Shimon, because Mashiach the ksuva, Rab Shimon, in which case is he referring to? On the following case. It says in the last case, in the very last case, which we had right before Hashem's name, it says, if the husband goes overseas, she can collect, but she needs to swear. When does she need to swear? Only if she's claiming her ksuba. Then we say, swear, he didn't give you mashkin. But if she's claiming, I don't want a ksuba, I just want food to eat, mezainis, then she doesn't have to swear, she can collect outright. That's what Hashem is saying here. The Rabbanan understood whatever she wants to take from the husband's estate, she needs to swear. Comes along, Rab Shimon says, "Kol man shetavas ksuva yoshem mashmir." So only while she's demanding a ksuva, that's where the yoshin collect. Rashi.
According to Chachamim, what are you saying?
The husband, she needs food to live on.
The estate has to provide.
I want to leave. Her husband says, "How do we know the husband didn't give you money in your account or didn't give you a mashkin?" Yeah, she has no money. She needs food, so she wants to sell a property to turn into money to buy food. Chum is saying maybe the husband gave it. The husband didn't give instructions, leave instructions to sell the property. We can't do it on our own. That's
any different than tzedakah.
Tzedakah.
It's a different story. She's not asking for tzedakah.
Yeah, she's his wife.
She's saying there's an estate left here. I need to be fed. Now you organize the estate to give me.
We can have a Gemara later about if the husband went away and if somebody goes in and gives her money, if the husband has to pay that person back when he comes back. He didn't leave her.
That's a story.
Yeah, true, but that's going to be Gemara. And Rashi. She comes to Bezin with Tevaz Mazayin is a Baila. She wants to get paid out from the estate of her husband. Limka Kaka to sell property of a Lazayin to feed her. Nishbas, she swears, that he didn't leave her any pocket money for her to live on. So the Bezin wants to see. If he sent her a get, she wants to get paid out and leave. That's the Chachami. She has to swear and then she can collect. And Rav Shimon says, she only has to swear by a Ksuba. Freddy Gemara doesn't make sense. Back to the Gemara, and now we'll have to go back and forth on Rashi on this page. Freddy Gemara doesn't make sense. Why? Mashbi e bazei ein a tevas ksuva ein. What is it? The ein tevas ksuva ein yeshem shabbat. Freddy Gemara. Sorry. Ein a tevas ksuva. And if she does not demand the ksuva, ein yeshem mashbi ein oisa. So this is what we say. Only by a ksuva do we make a swear. If she doesn't ask for the ksuba, she only asks for mazainis, we're not going to make a swear. And what's the machlekes of Shimon HaChanim? It's the machlekes we'll have later on in the Gemara. They're arguing the plukta, the machlekes of Chanan and Bnei Koinim Deilim, the children of the Koinim Deilim, as we'll see later. The Tnan, we look at the Mishnah later on, Misha Halom Zayam, the guy goes overseas, the Ishtai Tevas Mazainis, and the wife goes to bed and says, I need food. Chanan, I'm Chanan, says, Tish Baba's safe. If she comes to collect the end of a marriage, the ksuba, then she has to swear my husband didn't give me a mashkin. If she's not looking to get into the divorce, she wants to continue living on, but she needs food, she doesn't have to swear. We'll sell her properties and give her money. Trust her. Nechelku Allah b'nei kaidim daylim came to the children and they argued. But Amri said, Tishba b'tchila uvasayf. She has to swear a sign in the beginning, she has to swear mazainis as well. And Rab Shimon, who says that you only swear by ksuba, Rab Shimon kichanan. And the Rabbanon is kibnei kain daylim. That's the machlek is not Mishnah.
Who is this b'nei kain?
We'll see later on. I don't know. Maskiv.
Sorry.
Yeah.
What she has a shtar for.
She has no shtar. What shtar? Ksuba, yeah.
That she has to swear for. Which she has no shtar for.
Very simple. A ksuva, many people, as we had before, if you lose a ksuva, what you're supposed to do is give a mashka straight away. And we had before, all the properties are tied to the ksuva. So it was very common that the husband wanted to placate his wife. He would put something aside and said, you're always guaranteed to be taken care of the rest of your life in case Chas v'Shalom something happens to me. That's called tzerari. So we're always chayshish that the husband gave tzerari. Always, because it was pretty common. Mzainis, why would he give her today food for tomorrow? It's a constant thing. So he went overseas.
Why wouldn't you have changed his star then?
What do you mean changed her? No, it's not hers yet. He just put it aside. You know, when a day comes, that's where you're going to collect from. But she still needs a ksuva to be able to use to collect when that day comes. Maskif lo Rav Sheshet. Rav Sheshet, it doesn't make sense. How can you learn this by Pshat Rav Shimon? Why not? Ebazei. What does the Mishnah say? What does Rav Shimon say? Kol zman shetivas ksavasa. Then the Yershim makes it. What Yershim? If the husband went overseas, there's no Yershim involved. It's the husband himself. What kind of Yershim? So practically speaking, because he's overseas, the children are the, who's she talking to? She's obviously the children are still there, but the Gemara writer is saying, but you wouldn't call them Yashim, you call them something else, you know, Bnei Beisoy, whatever it is. Elo, but Rav says, aha, this Mishnah's continuation of the following previous Mishnah. The previous mission we had, Holch, remember we had a whole thing that you can make a swear, which is not patrufis. And if a guy said to his wife, I'll never make a swear, me, my children, will never make you swear, your children, everything else. And then the husband died, and then she goes home and she goes to the family. If she gets involved in the state, the children now from Kanala Osi, they can start asking her questions and asking for a reckoning. Holch, mikeva, baila lebeisavia, shechazel lebeisachamel. She went back to her father-in-law's house. The loinas is apotrufia. She did not become apotrufis. Ain hayoshin mash bein oisa. The yoshin do not swear. The yoshin do not swear. The im.
They don't make her swear.
Yeah.
Because she's not claiming anything from them.
That's right. If she did not become an apotrufa, even though they say we want to know that you didn't eat more than you're supposed to eat, whatever it is, you can make her swear. But the im nas is apotrufa. If they ask her to take over the businesses, then yoshin mash bein oisa. They can make swear. What? Allah ostit only in the future. Love the aim mash bein oisa mash over, not in the past. But also Rav Shimon Lemay, but Rav Shimon comes along and says, "Kol's man she tevask suvasa. Only if she demands a suva, Yoshim mash bein have a right to swear that make a swear that her father didn't give any money. Oh, but ain't a Yoshim? Sorry, ain't a tevask suvasa. But if she did not demand a suva, ain't ha Yoshim mash bein. So Yoshim cannot make a swear, even though she's now an executive of the state, even though now she's not patrufus." The Yoshi cannot make a swear. Why not? So Gemara explained, this is the machlekes of the Abishol and the Rabban. The Tanan will learn later, Apotrufus, Shemino Avi Yisaimim, and Apotrufus that was appointed by the father of the Yisaimim before he died. So I trust you. You're a friend of mine. I trust you. I want you to take care of the state of the Yisaimim. Nevertheless, Yishava, the kids can make him swear that he didn't steal any money. Minu a Bezin, if Bezin asked somebody, a stranger, I would like you to become the executive of the state, take care of the Yanim, lo yishav, if Bezin hires somebody, you don't have to swear, because otherwise people won't want to do it. Why would a person take on the job and help this guy out and become executive when tomorrow I'll have to swear, I'll be in court, I'll be dragged into court, my name will become sullied, what for? If I'm a friend of the family, why do you think I'll take it on? Surely the father gave him some money, did something for him, so he owes it to the father. So therefore, you can make him swear he still won't. He won't say no. He won't reject it. However, a bezin people won't take on, like, assume the job, because who needs responsibilities? That's what the Chacham say. Abba Shaul says chiv pugavket. Me know who bezin. If bezin appointed him, then you show the bezin appointed him. You can make him swear, because people don't care if he's dragged to court. You know what kind of credibility he has if he's a worked for a court. If a court trusts him, they surely checked out his credentials. He doesn't care if people take him to court. If he's doing Stam as a favor, he doesn't want to be dragged to court. I forgot what I need it for. So Rav Shimon holds like Abishol that the father appointed. You can. Rav Shimon holds like Abishol that if the father appointed, you don't make him swear. So therefore, if the mother became the executive of the state, you cannot make her swear and say, your apotrufus, swear that you didn't steal any money. No, you can't, because he was appointed by the father. The only thing you can make a swear on is the ksuva. And the Rabbanu say, no, you can make a swear about the apotrufus as well. Hold like the Rabbanu. That's how we learn pshat in the Mishnah. So we're working our way back in the Mishnah. So the Rashi, top of the page, ain't a tevas ksuvasa, ain't a yoshim mashbino. I said, why? Bishim shavuos apotrufus. You want to make a swear as apotrufus, the havla apotrufus, you know, she's like an apotrufus that was appointed by the father, visvidule, and Rashi holds a kabashol, that lo yishava kabashol, don't machil, don't prove a ket. But Tamayim, if I'm beginning more expensive, getting why, but Pedig has an Izaki in Rabban and Savri, me know, but Bezin appointed, lo yishava don't make a swear, him came, me mum, the vla apotrufus, nobody would accept the job. Why do you need people should dirty his name, tarnish his name? Abba mino abba yisayim. The father yisayim did loy memna. He won't avoid it. He loved the havle anoa minei bechayev. If you wouldn't have a noah while I was alive, lo havi mimnele, he never would have been appointed as well. Why would he take the job? Surely he benefited from his father. If the father appointed him, if he know that he had to swear, he would never accept it. What for? Avo minu bezin appointed him. The chacham hold. Avo gav the yoda the mishtabalei. Even though, so Abishol holds, the bezin appointed him. Even though he knows one day he might be dragged to court. Lo imimana, he won't say no. The chashivusa he legabe. This gives so much credibility to his resume. The mehem lebedina that he's appointed by court. Says Gemara back, we're still unhappy. Why not? The wording is wrong. Says Gemara back to the Gemara. If that's the machlekes between Rav Shimon and what does he say? Kol zman she tevas ksuva. Your main point is not the chiddush is not that she has to swear when she demands a ksuva. That Rabban holds she always has to swear. The chiddush is that you don't have to swear in a normal case of apotrufus. The way the wording is kol zman she tevas ksuva seems like he's being machme fakad. Yeah, but he's trying to be makel. He's trying to say, but if she's not the ikar kvetcher Rav Shimon is, but if she's not asking for a ksuva, even though you appointed her as an apotrufus, you cannot make her swear. So he should have said kol zman she tevas ksuva fakad. She should have said kol zman she ain't tevas ksuva ain't mashbino. So that's the chiddush here. Freddy Gemara. Maskal Abaye, he was saying, "Hi, Kozman, she tevas ksuvasa." He should have said, "Im tevas aboyle." He should have said, "If you demand," but not Kozman. If that's the chiddush, Rashi. Hi, Kozman, meet me a hoy. Rav Shimon the Kula, my Kozman. Im tevas aboyle. He should have said, "Av Kozman, mashma the shomet hakama the potel mishuri is potel." I feel about even the man's ksuva. I'm like you, Kozman, ksuva lame too. It sounds like he's being machmir. Forget, he's being mekul. Elam Abaye. Let's move further back. You know what she was arguing on the very first mishnah. Oh, what about in the beginning? It says, "Kosaf lo." He wrote to her, "Neder ushvo eini alech. I will never make you swear. Eini yochelash biyef. I say to you and your children and all the beneficiaries, they can't. If he says, not me, not my children, not my beneficiaries, can't make a swear. Can't make a swear. Neder ushvo eini lo yoshel lo by meshuzei alech. Yoshel lo by meshuzei. Eini yochelash biyef. Nobody can make a swear. Lo hu lo yoshel lo by meshuzei. Lo he lo yoshel lo by meshuzei. So, no, you never make a swear." But if you remember, we had the Gemara that Abba Shaul ben Ima Miriam says, but when it comes to Ksuva, you could make, Abba Ma'esa, when it comes to Ksuva, we could make it swear because we're choishes that maybe the father paid. So that's what Shimon is saying. He's coming to be Machmana. You say that if he made all these promises, you'll never make a swear. But Shimon says, but Kol Zman she tevas ksuvasa, but I'm being Machmana, that if she's asking for a Ksuva, even though the husband clearly said, I'll never make you swear, but for a Ksuva, the children can ask you for a Shua. Maybe the father gave you a Tzorari. Says the Gemara, "Maskilor Papa." Papa said, "I like what Abaye said, but I still got a little bit of a problem." Hot Tenach, it makes sense. Kol's man shetayvas ksuvasa. It makes sense if she asks for a ksuva, what? Then she has to swear. But ainat tevas ksuvasa. My equal member, what's she trying to add with the words? But she doesn't demand ksuva, don't swear. We just said that the husband said, "I will never make you swear." Obviously, never make you swear. So when Rav Shimon is trying to say is, but if you're coming to collect from the Yoshim, even though the father clearly said it's swear, there's another din that says you can never collect from Yisayim without swearing first. So what did Rav Shimon mean to add with those words, "Avol einu tevas ksevasa ein majbino"? So what's he adding here? Nobody's arguing with that. What's he adding? Rashi. Elon Papalafuki, sorry. Rashi. Hotena kol zman she tevas osa lafuki bon. Okay, I understand what Rav Shimon is trying to mechadish. Kol zman she tevas, that even though the father said we'll never make you swear, but if she's demanding so from the Yisayimim, since she's demanding something from the Yisayimim, you have to swear. Av mishvuzei Yisayimim p'tura. The Rabbanan say that they don't have to swear because the father before he died said, "I'll never make you swear nor my children." But nifraz b'loy shvur nachon chamin have to swear. Also Rav Shimon meimel loy tipar el b'shvur. But when ainu tevasiva, what's he adding there? The maskolim muslim ma'ich tanya lafugi man. What's he trying? Everyone agrees that you don't have to collect from the same if it's not a ksuva with a shvur. Elam with a papa. I'm agreeing with the baya regarding kol zman she tevas. But what are you adding with ainu ksuva lafuke to negate? We're going back another step. Remember the mission before has an argument whether stam at a whim you can make a woman. Rabbi Lezer says even if she's sewing and flour, I can make her. Pelach Pelachia. That's right. In your pocket, because every woman is a balabosa for shadmaizer. Pelachia v'sasa, and whether you can make a swear or not, and that's what Rabbi Shimon is coming to say. a what? That you cannot make her at a whim. But ain't it tavask savasa, you can't make her swear because we want you to swear, we don't trust you, you can't do that. Rashi. Don't say Rab Shimon is only limited to our custom that is rule of chud polik. Only on that. And the whole concept of stop making a swear. Both say much bigger. The Rabban agree with Rab Elezer that if she's not patrufis, we can make a swear at a whim. The only machlek Rab Elezer Chamar when it comes to Issa and Plach. Comes Rab Shimon says, even for a patrufa you cannot make a swear. Stam the Veltarin. You need to have grounds to make a swear. Even the impotra minashvua, the Rabbanah said, if you did not exempt the shvua, even stam the veltran, you can ask her, she's not patrufis, what happens, swear. But if you did patr, you patr from everything. We bought the shvua, fill the yoshi, ain't much we can't swear, even the children cannot make a swear, kishni faras mem, kishni faras mem, kishni faras mem, argue both points. But also, shvua mem, like this. If the father said, we'll never make you swear, but now he's dead and you got to go to the children and you're wrong, you have to swear from the children because ain't the fras, you have to swear to the Yershim. Kol's man, shete vasavasa, Yershim, mashbin, oisa, afilu, even if kosovo, nether, shvua, ain't the early Yershim, lachim, the father wrote, my children will make you swear. Still, when she comes to collecting the assignment, she needs to swear. Because that's a separate din that the Chachamim made. Ka'aba shol, ain't the tavask savasa, ka'aba shol. What about ain't tavas? Let's say she's not asking for ksuvah. Stam rebel tonight. So you, Rabbi Lezer, you come say that. If, let's say, yeah. And let's say the father never exempted from shvua. The children come home and say, well, "You're a patrufis. Swear that you didn't pocket any money." According to everybody, the argument is only when it comes to sewing and bread. Ain't hayoshim mashbin a patrufis. Rabbi Shimon says they cannot make him swear. Shebechaye baila can never make a swear on what she did while the husband was alive. Afilu lo patr min hashvua. Even the father never said neder shvua ain't lecha. You cannot make a swear. Why? The less late, Rabbi Shimon does not agree with Rabbi Lezer machlekusa. He side with Rabbi Lezer Rabban Amri mashbia kol man she says children can make a swear they want. They can't. You cannot make her swear.
Rejected because they know that the nachash bekvifo.
Yeah, but that's but that's only talking about the Issa and the Pelech. But Chacham agree when it comes to she's running the businesses, she's no different than a stranger. You're allowed to ask her. Now, listen, no, if she's your wife, you got to trust her. You cannot even ask her where she's running the businesses. You got to trust her. Either you trust her, you don't. If you don't trust her, you shouldn't be your wife. Okay, continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem.